Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from Penn Live. I've got your four Penn State talking points for Tuesday, May 17th. Not a lot of news happening on the Penn State front over the past few days, including the weekend. But this week, to start the week, Cole Brevard found a new college home. Remember, he announced his intention to transfer back in April. His next stop will be at Purdue, which happens to be Penn State's week one opponent on the 2022 schedule. So Brevard gets a chance to return to his home state. He was a four-star prospect in the 2020 recruiting class from Carmel High School in Indiana. So he goes back to Purdue. Still has plenty to offer at the collegiate level. He's 6'3", 317 pounds, some impressive physical skills that he has, power and quickness. Just didn't quite make an impact through two seasons at Penn State. And it looked like going into and coming out of the spring now, the writing might have been on the wall that his role might not have been exactly what he wanted it to be. PJ Mustipher is set to return after being limited to about half a season in 2021 to injury. He'll be a team captain. He'll be an impact player if all goes to plan. In his absence in the second half of last season, you saw both Keziah Izzard and Devon Ellis play bigger and bigger roles as the year went on. You also saw them play better and better, so you figure they're ticketed probably for a top four spot in this rotation. Then you've got the return of Hakeem Beamon, who missed all of 2021 for unspecified reasons. If he's healthy, if he's right, he deserves a spot in that rotation as somebody who brings something different to the table. And you've also got a guy like Fatoma Mulba, who you've seen in limited roles moving forward in the past couple of years. He's young, strong, powerful, and maybe a guy that Cole Brevard wasn't automatic to unseat in that rotation. And then Jordan Vandenberg, by all accounts, is a guy that the Penn State coaching staff really likes. He's versatile, maybe can bump him outside, can play him inside. So right there are six names, and then you add to it Zane Durant, who was really the talk of spring practice after he arrived as a true freshman from Florida in January. He started classes, showed unbelievable quickness, explosion, a lot of things that you can't teach in a defensive lineman. Zane Durant has showed it and had James Franklin talking about the possibility, as rare as it might be, for him as a true freshman to see the field and to burn his redshirt, which will mean playing at least four games in 2022. Looks like a pretty good possibility that Zane Durant is just too good to keep off the field. And right there are seven names that are at least in contention. And Cole Brevard, he's going to have his hands full to try to break that rotation, get a fresh start at Purdue a little closer to home, maybe an opportunity to get that fresh start and to get into a key role for the Boilermakers. I wouldn't imagine that's going to happen in time for September when these two teams play each other, but he will be wearing a Purdue uniform come September. Other May enrollees are set to arrive from Penn State's 2022 recruiting class. Remember, 28 guys in all, including transfers and freshmen, are part of this group. 10 of them had arrived in January, including Mitchell Tinsley, the Western Kentucky wide receiver, who made a very, very good first impression, along with a number of high-profile recruits like Zane Durant, like Nick Singleton, like Drew Aller. You could still have a few arrive in June, which appears to include Lackawanna College safety Tyrese Mills. That's according to Sean Fitz. Had some things, some extra hoops he had to jump through to get cleared and to arrive at Penn State from Lackawanna. expect him in June. I would expect a bulk of the remaining 18 to be part of this group that has arrived in May and will get to work in terms of their acclimation, their academics, and just getting their legs under them before the start of summer practice. Obviously, the further you go along and the later that you wait to enroll, the tougher it could be to make an impact in year one. Because these guys do have to acclimate. They did miss winter strength and conditioning on campus. They missed spring practice, all 15 sessions of those. But James Franklin also said this spring that more than ever, they've been able to work with these guys and get them up to speed on the playbook and maybe give them a better shot than in years past to hit the ground running. Just a few of them to watch. Deny Dennis Sutton, the five-star defensive end from Maryland. That's a position of need still for Penn State. And Dennis Sutton is both physical and mature and an explosive athlete. So you put all those pieces together and the need aspect as well. And Deny Dennis Sutton has a real shot, if he's as good as advertised, to crack that defensive end rotation. How about cornerback Cam Miller? He's a big kid, around 6 feet, around 200 pounds, versatile. Could be cornerback, could be safety, could be one of those guys that moves from cornerback to safety later in his career. But Penn State has bodies at cornerback, but they're not overflowing with depth there. So if there's an injury along the way, or if Cam Miller exceeds expectations when he arrives, he's a guy who's got a shot to burn his redshirt as a freshman. Looks like a good player. How about punter Alex Bacchetta? The punting competition, far from settled. You saw some of that in the blue-white game. Alex Bacchetta is a really, really talented and athletic punting prospect, and I would expect him to contend for playing time there, still looking for a new option after Jordan Stout exited for the NFL. One of the names I would list is linebacker Keon Wiley. I think you have, you know, three or four really, really good linebackers. They're young at that position. They're replacing two starters from last season. So there could be an opening here for one of these true freshman linebackers to make their presence felt. Really like Keon Wiley. You also have Ken Talley and Abdul Carter, all three of these guys from Philadelphia who could be names to watch. One other one that I would include in this group, whether he arrives in May or June, we don't have many specifics yet on who's arriving when, but Maryland transfer Damian Robinson. He was a former five-star according to 24/7 Sports. He played in 13 games as a freshman at Maryland last season. He's got some of that explosiveness and twitch that just can't be taught. So he's a guy to watch in that defensive end rotation as well.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours.
And while we don't have all the names for who's arriving in May, we do know, because Penn State officially announced it, that Hunter Norzad has arrived on campus. They made that announcement on Tuesday. This kid's 6'4", 300 pounds. He's an offensive lineman from Cornell. He was a third-team All-American, and he was the Ivy League Offensive Lineman of the Year from Phil Steele last season. He made 20 straight starts at right tackle. He figures to bump inside and be a factor at guard at Penn State. So that competition will be interesting to watch going into the spring. James Franklin listed as his two likely starting guards as Landon Tengwall on the left side and Sal Wormley on the right side. Landon Tengwall will be a redshirt freshman. Did some things that got the Penn State fans and coaches excited in brief action last season. Sal Wormley, according to James Franklin, was ticketed to be a starting offensive guard last year before he was injured. So he's another guy who's going to continue that progression. JB Nelson is from Lackawanna College. He arrived in January to compete for time there. But Hunter Norzad is an experienced guy. He's pretty accomplished coming from the Ivy League. He's making that jump up from FCS to FBS. So there are some variables there, but I don't think he chose Penn State as his transfer destination with the idea of sitting. He looks like he could be a contender to start. Certainly somebody that you'll trust on that two deep just because of the amount of football that he has played over the course of his career. Last storyline to watch here, Parker Washington, listed as an NFL draft prospect to watch. Pro Football Focus put together an NFL draft watch list for 2023. They focus on the offensive side of the ball on Tuesday. Parker Washington's name was listed as he goes into his first season, presumably as Penn State's number one wide receiver. Through two seasons as a sidekick to Jahan Dotson, he's got 100 catches even for 1,310 yards and 9 touchdowns. He went for 64 catches, 824 yards, and 4 touchdowns last season, which was his second as the second option in Penn State's offense. He's shown a little bit of everything: power, speed, body control to make acrobatic catches, a nice catch radius, athleticism, can make plays after the catch with the ball in his hands. So a breakout season could be expected from him going into his third season on campus. He's listed at 5'10 and 212 pounds. Clearly, even though he's on the short side, he is being recognized early here as being a guy who has NFL draft potential and somebody by the end of the 2022 season could have a difficult decision to make whether he returns for another year or whether he makes that jump to the NFL. Could all boil down to what kind of season will Parker Washington have as a featured part of Penn State's offense. Thanks for tuning into the Blue White Breakdown. As always, be sure to follow along the daily Penn State podcast from Penn Live. Those can be found anywhere podcasts are, and everything else we do is available at PennLive.com/PennStateFootball. We'll see you next time here on the Blue White Breakdown.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.